that was mace buried in Chutz Laretz, you want to move the bones now to Eretz Yisrael, or any place, you want to move it. So that's halacha midrabbanan also, you call them einin that day, you have din avelas that day when they moved the mace. So amalakat lo yatzamit is the halacha, they did this in Erev Pesach, is toivel, go to the mikvah right after that, v'yoichel b'kodeshim, and you smutat you eat even kodeshim, hezir even kodeshim they let you eat. And Rashi says, l'erev at night time, the afilu yoim gufa midrabbanan hu, even this daytime that we tell you don't eat kodeshim the day they moved the bones of your father, or the day you heard that one of the kohanim was mace, that's only midrabbanan. Because midraisa, there's no din einin then, because the person was already buried. Sehilkach b'layla lek laninus. Therefore, the rabbanan only said by daytime, but by nighttime, the chalal there's no din aninus. So at nighttime, you're even allowed to eat a regular kodeshim. Ger shenizgayer b'erev Pesach. What about a goy, that became a yid on erev Pesach? Is Beisham Mayomrim Toivel, as soon as it becomes a Yisrael, let him go to the mikvah again. V'yoichel et pischel erev, and it comes at night time, he can eat a korban Pesach. Beisil says no. Ha perish min orla. But it's not that you become a yid now, you like have to have a bris milah, you're throwing away your orla from you. Is kaparish min akever. That's considered as if you touched a mace, as if you perish from a kever, from a coffin. Therefore, the locher is you have to have 7 days, like Rashi says, v'tzorach hazor shlishi yoshvi. You have to have mamash hazor from the mechates on you, the third day and the seventh day, your mamash has tome as if you touched a mace. So therefore, avad, you can't be on the Korban Pesach. If on Erev Pesach you became a Yisrael, since today they take off the orla from you, so the Zohar is considered like you touched a mace, and therefore you can't bring the Korban for another 7 days. So the Gemara. So the Gemara, my timer, what's the time of the first man the other? It says an Einein, even though Mamish, where his father was mace today, still by night time he's allowed to eat the Korban, my timer, Kosovo this Tana holds Aninas the Lila the Rabbanan. That an Einein Midirais is not allowed to eat Kochim, that's only by daytime. The first day somebody was mace, you called an Einein Midirais. At night time it's only Midirabbanan that you called Einein Ikini Kochim. The Gabe Pesach lo Yemidu the Vrain Bamakum Kuris. Nageet the Korban Pesach. If we're going to tell you Midirabbanan you can't eat the Korban, it's like being over Nisa Kuris. Therefore the Rabbanan will make upon you and let you eat the meat at night time. Let you eat the Korban Pesach. Mashenken gabi kodeshim by other kabbalas. You brought a korban shlomim today, or you brought a korban chatas today, or you're kain and you want to eat the meat at night time. We say hamido divrayim b'makom asay. The rabbanon still put their isim with the rabbanon that since at night time, calls them on. They didn't make the kfur. They didn't bury the mace. You called an einin. So with the rabbanon, you're not letting kodeshim, even though you're not doing a mitzvah asay. The rabbanon did it. Like shevi atasa, just sit back and don't do the mitzvah asay. They did. It's only by a chiyuv Pesach, who are not doing the Pesach, the chiyuv Koris, there the rabbanon were not so strong. Vayta shimei al meisai, and nu adin hamalakit layat sameis, is on Erev Pesach, so go to the mikvah after that, and you can eat the korban at night. For the Gemara, malakit at sameis, you wanted to have a meaning was, you yourself went and like moved your father from one kever to another kever. For the Gemara, boy yazosh tishu shvi, as if you moved your father, you moved the mace, so zo yimamish tamim eis, and you have to need 7 days to become Torah, and you have to have azor on you, shlishi and shvi. So how could you say, just go to the mikvah, night time you can eat the Korban Pesach. And the Gemara Eima, sheliktu leyatzomis. It doesn't mean you yourself move the bones. It means you had somebody else do it for you. But since they're moving one of your kerazim, the locher is mitrabonin, you have a din avelis that day for 1 day. Fight the gershin is gayim. So Mishnah says, what a machlokes b'sham and b'tilul. If a goy became a yid on Erev Pesach, b'tilul says he can't bring a korban because it's like he touched a mace. So Moroma Rabba Bar Bachon, Om Rabbi Yechinin, machlokes b'oral nochri. It's only a machlokes by a goy. A goy that was an oral had the orla on him, and now on Erev Pesach they cut off the orla. The b'tilul savri, b'tilul holds as a gezerah. B'tilul savri, gezerah we're afraid. Shema yitmo l'shana bo. We're afraid maybe this ger now, next year Pesach, he would also touch the mace 2 days before Pesach. The yomer, and the person's going to say now, ishtaka, last year, midlay tovalti v'yachalti. Last year what happened? Erev Pesach, today I became a yid. So we're telling you now, all I had to do is go to the mikvah, and I was able to eat at night. Even though yesterday he touched the mace. Halacha is taka true. If a goy touches the mace, a goy is not makabel any tumah.
There's no din tuma by a goy. A goy, he could touch a mace time because morgen is not tamin. So really, this goy, when he touched the mace 2 days before Pesach, he wasn't tamin. Now on Erev Pesach, he became a yid. So the maestro, we tell him now, all you have to do is go to the mikvah, and night time you could eat. So that's going to be the halacha. This ger is going to think next year over the same case. 2 days before Pesach, I'm going to touch a mace. And I'm going to think, all I have to do now is Erev Pesach, I'll go to the mikvah, and tonight I can eat the Korban Pesach. Just like last year, that's all I did. He'll think that's the way this year also. The Yoimin will say, Ishtakad, last year, me loy tavalti, didn't I go to the mikvah v'yachalti? Achshav nami, this year also the same thing. Etzvol, even though I touched the mace yesterday, today I'll go to the mikvah. For Yoichlan, I'll eat the Korban Pesach v'nai. For lo yodan, this person won't realize, won't know, that there's a big chilek, there's a big difference. Tishtakad last year, nochri heavy. Last year, 2 days before Pesach, you were still a goy. See, even though you touched the mace then, fulay mekabel tuma. A goy is not mekabel tuma if he touches a mace. Therefore, therefore meikra din, it's true, you should have been allowed to eat the korban by night time. Of achshav, this year now, next year, Yisrael, you're already a yid. Or mekabel tuma. If you touched a mace yesterday, you're tummy for 7 days, you can't bring the korban. That's why Vesilu makes Xerim. So clearly, it's only Xerim and the Rabbanim. That if you misgayer, as soon as you have to you misgayer, you have to wait 7 days until you can bring the Korban Pesach. In order to have a case, next year shouldn't come out of Mikshul. Ubei Shamay Savrim. Loi Gazrina, no, we don't make such Xeris. Right now, you're a goy last yesterday, and you touched the mace yesterday means nothing. So today, Erev Pesach, you become a Yid, go to the mikveh, you can eat tonight. And we don't make Xeris about next year. As that's the machlokes. Avol oro Yisroel. Let's say you had a yid, Yorkshirelam, a yid that was an oro, didn't have a bris mila yet. And today on Erev Pesach, he makes the bris mila. I tell you, divrei hakol everybody holds. Toivel v'yechles pischoy. There's no such din he has like a mace. Avad, he just has to go to the mikvah and let him eat the korban Pesach. Why does he have to go to the mikvah for? So Rashi explained here. Any time a person had a type of a dichoy that he wasn't able to bring a korban, when he becomes able, he has to go to the mikvah. So here this person, Kolzaman, he didn't have the bris mila yet, he's an Arul, he can't bring a korban. So if today you become a Gamalta, you have a bris mila, now's the first time you're able to bring a korban, you have to go to the mikvah. The Rabbanan Nikalocha. So therefore, all you have to do is go to the mikvah, night you need the korban. For Loi Gazrin and everybody else, we don't make a Gzeirah, Arul Yisrael, Mishamaru Nochri. Even Beisilu's Moida, that an Arul Yisrael that had a bris mila done on Erev Pesach, you don't have to worry, make any Gzeirahs, or to an Arul of a Goy. The Martanya Nam Yoch, I bring you right to this. Omer Reb Shimon Ben Elozem, Loi Nechleku, there's no Machleikis Beisham or Beisilu, Al Oro Yisrael. If a Yid was an Oro, did not have a Bris Mila to him, and it was first had the Bris Mila on Erev Pesach, that now the din is, She Toivah, let him go to the Mikveh afterwards, the Yecheles Pischel Erev, and it comes at night time, he's Tor, he's allowed to eat his Korban Pesach. Al Man Nechleku, where is the Machleikis now Mishnah between Beisham and Beisilu? Al Oro Nochri, only on a Goy. That's an oral. They did have a bris mila done to him. That now on Erev Pesach he makes his bris mila, and he becomes a yid. Shebeisham ayomrim toivel again. He's not tamei right now. I touched the mace yesterday. He was a goy yesterday. Right now he's tor. Let him just go to the mikvah right now. V'yechol es pischol erev. Ubeisil loyomrim ha perish mina orlo kepersh mina kevino. He had this gzeirum that a goy. When you give him a bris mila, we have to be afraid maybe he touched a mace yesterday, and maybe next year he'll think also by touching a mace, I'm still allowed to bring the Korban Pesach. Therefore, we give you the din the Rabbonin. If you go away from your orla, a goy, when he comes as Geyer, he has a din like he touched a mace, and he's still tummy for 7 days. He has to wait 7 days. And he has to have Azor also, Azor and Shlishi and Shri. Omer Rover, Oril, the halacha of a person's an Oril. Hazor. The law is you have to do hazor, you have to spritz the person's tummy mace. You have to make the hazor spritz it upon him. The ismul, if you want to break a bris mila on Shabbos, and you forgot to bring the knife, is a law on these three cases, hemido divrei b'makom koris. Even though you find cases there's only an isim of the rabbonin, still the rabbonin left their iser, even though because of the rabbonins, you won't be able to do a din that's magir techiv koris. The mashal, the ismul, the knife. Even if you want to carry the knife through a karmelis, through an issur de rabbonim, still we say it's not doicha Shabbos. And even though now you won't be able to do the bris mila on Shabbos, which is in the chi of koris, so what? The rabbonim still made the gzeris. Who a din hazor? if somebody is a Tomei, and today is the seventh day, and he wants to become Torah in order to bring Korban Pesach, and what, today is Shabbos, you're not allowed to make that Zohar on Shabbos, even though it's only Yosem with Rabbanan, still with Rabbanan you can't do it. Vaitan Oru, what's the lach of an Oru? So Mar says, Omar Rova, Oru the Azov Yizmul. What's the lach of an Oru? One sec. I mean, Oru, that's the case of Beisilu Falachiyah. An Oru means, you see in Beisilu, that is Gersh and is Geyer. That right now in Erev Pesach really is Mechuyah to bring Korban Pesach. It's only with the Rabbonin, we gave him a din like his tummy for 7 days. So it's only a tummy with the Rabbonin. Still, the Rabbonin said, let this Ger be tummy now, and he can't bring a Pesach Rishon. Even though you're stopping him from doing a mitzvah, which is a Chi of Korus involved. By these three cases, the Rabbonin kept the Risurim, even the Ger to an Issa Korus. Mashenkein Oinin. That's what the Rabbonin say, Laila, you're an Oinin. Who are then a Mitzvah? The Tumas Mitzvah. Who are then a Besa Pras? That's a Tumas Besa Kevin with Rabbonin. Lohemidu the Vrein Lamachim Korus. There the Rabbonin did not put their Isser Isurim, the Mokim is the Chi of Korus. Now what are the cases here? Orel Hodamorin. The din of an Orel, that's the din of Al Mishnah. Even though this Ger was Nizgayim, and Midirais is Mechuyu to bring a Korban Pesach, still, Beisilu says, with the Rabbonin, we consider like his Tamei, and he does not have to bring a Pesach Rishon. Hazor, what's the loch of Hazor? The Yom Amar, Hazor Shvus. To do Hazor, to spritz the Mechatas on the person on Shabbos, is an Issim with the Rabbonin. It looks like you'd be Misak in the person. V'yein Yodoychus Shabbos. And still, you can't do it on Shabbos. Even though this Shabbos is Erev Pesach, and this person now, if you don't do the Hazor, you can't bring a Korban Pesach. Still we say, don't do the Azor, it's still doicha the Schiev, not to bring the Korban Pesach, which is negated to a Korus. Izmo, what's the loch of a knife? Tetanya. Kishem, shein, nevi, nois, and derech, v'shus rabim. The same way if on Shabbos you want to make a bris mila, you're not allowed to carry the knife through, v'shus rabim. Kachem, nevi, nois, derech, gagois, derech, hatzer, derech, kafifois. Still you can't carry through v'shusim that are only yosim with the Rabbonin. I, the Chura, the Rabbonin should say, gesundheit. Go ahead and carry this knife through our shusim to do the bris mila. No, these three gezeres are born and kept, even though it's stopping you from doing a mitzvah which has the chiyuv koros involved. Mashenkin oinin is not that way. Hodi amorin, that's how dim of the Mishnah. That even though you're an oinin, and at night time with the rabbanon you're not allowed to eat kachim, but the mokim koros of the Korban Pesach, they said an oinin is allowed to eat kachim by night time. Allowed to eat Korban Pesach at night. Mitzvah, my, where's the loch of the mitzvah? The Tanya we learned. Mitzvah shechal shmini shalei b'erev Pesach. Or Mitzvah that his eighth day came out on Erev Pesach. The Roa Keri Boy Bayoim. And today he saw Keri, Kri. So, Toy the Locher is, Toy the go to the Mikvah right now. The Oichlin, at night time, is Ladi, he's Ladi to Korban Pesach. Omru Chachomin. Afal Pishet Ful Yoim. Eina Nichnas. Now, this Mitzvah, he can't become Torah until he comes into the Azorah. So, even though usually a Ful Yoim is not allowed to go into the Azorah, still Zed Nichnas. This Mitzvah, even though he's a Ful Yoim, he's allowed to go into the Azorah. Mutav Yova Yester Sheish Bekoris. We let you become Torah today in order to bring a Korban Pesach which has the Chiyuv Koros to it. For Yid Chester Shein Bekoris to be doing this Isser Esay not to come into the Azara which doesn't have an Isser Esay. So we say Yid Doicha Machmas the Chiyuv Koros to be over this Avera of bringing a Tful Yoin into the Azara. The Yomer Rabbi Yechanan Deva Teira Afilu Esay Einboy. Midi Reis that there's no Isser for Tful Yoin to go into the Azara. Shenem the Pesach says. Vayamad Yoshafet Pekal Yehuda, Yushlaim Veis Hashem, Lefnei HaChotzer HaChadosha. What do you mean a new Chotzer? My Chotzer HaChadosha, new courtyard, Shechitshu Boy, Dover, they were Mechadosh, they made up a new Halacha now, known as Midrabonin. The Yomru, the Rabbonin said, Tful Yoim, a person that went to the Mikvah today, with Yisua Keri today, and then he went to the Mikvah, is Halacha Midrabonin, Lo Yikonet HaMachn Leviyah. So you see, even though there's Nis the Rabbonin here, the Rabbonin said, don't listen to our Is the Rabbonin, but Makam the Chiyuv Koros. So this Is the Rabbonin, the Rabbonin let you do, even with Makam Koros.
All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue next tape.
Yeah, give a hold on the last Gemara, just again, that Tzadik Beis, Amir Aleph on the bottom. Again, the Tanya Mitzvah. What was the loch of a Mitzvah? The Tanya Mitzvah Shechal Shmini Shaloi Be'erev HaPesach. If a Mitzvah that already went to the Mikvah on the seventh day, and now the eighth day came out to be Erev Pesach. For Ruah Keri Boy Bayoim. And that day on Erev Pesach, he also saw Keri as Tumas Keri on him now. So the Alokhar is Toivel, he'll go to the Mikvah today on Erev Pesach, the Eichel, and at night time, Mikri took from the Korban Pesach. Why? Omru Chachom Nachom say, Afa Pishet Ful Yoim. Ein Nichnas, even though it's Ful Yoim.
usually is not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Now here, the Mitzvah, in order to have his Torah, he has to go into the Beis HaMikdash. He has to go into the Har HaBayis and put his hands by and stand by the Shar Nikner. So even though regular Tzvul Yoim is not allowed to come into the Beis HaMikdash, he is Mishtaleich even for Machna Leviyah. But there, this Balkeri, this Tzvul Yoim, Nichnas, he's allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. He's allowed to go into the Machna Leviyah, just not into the Machna, not into the Machna Shechina, not into the Azorim. Because that's the Chiyuv Koros. So what do we say? Mutiv Yove Yesei Sheyesh Bekoros. And as we want this Mitzvah to get his Torah to become Torah today, in order that at night time he'll be able to eat his Korban Pesach. Where if you don't need a Korban Pesach, there's a Chiyuv Koros involved. So V'yitche Yesei Sheyesh Bekoros. And let it be over this Isra Asei, that a Tful Yom is not allowed to come into the Beis HaMikdash, which is only an Isra Asei. Now, so Lechura, the both Midiraisas, what's our right? We want to say Midirabonins, that they did not put their Issa Dirabonin in Kenegat the Diraisa. The Yomer Rabbi Yechanan, Dvat Torah, Midiraisa, Filu Yasa Yainboy. There's not even an Issa Rasein for a Tful Yom to come into the Machna Levi, into the Beis HaMikdash. Shenem Rapotik says, Vayamid Yoshofet Pekal Yudo, Vyushalayim Bebeis Hashem, Lefnei HaChotzer HaChadosha, in front of the new a courtyard. Fred Gemara, my chotzer hachadosha. What does it mean? The new courtyard. It means shechitshu boy dover, that they made new halachas here. The yomru and the rabbanon said tful yoyim lo yikonis b'machna leviya. That a tful yoyim he is not allowed to come to machna leviya. So this is only an istim with the rabbanon. And here where it's a shal of erev pesach that the mitzvah will not be able to come torah. He will not be able to eat his korban pesach. We allow him to be over this Issa Rabbonin, that this Tful Yom is allowed to come into the Azorah, not allowed to come to the Beis HaMikdash, into Machna Leviya, and stand by the Shah Nikner, in order that he could get his Torah. Here, the Gemara says, Beis HaPras, what does that mean? This is like a Beis HaKvoros Mid Rabbonin. There's only a Sofit Rabbonin if there's a mace buried there or not. The Tanan we learned, Vishovin Beis Shammah Beis Hillel, both Beis Shammah Beis Hillel, both hold,